My wife had a
2 hours before she went to the hospital.
I couldn't go.
The doctor said 2 hours. 2 hours before he went to get
there.
We learned the Gemara above on the day. In Masechet Brachos, we started the wide line where the Gemara says Agva de Kaladukka, the Iker reward for different people think the reward for listening to a Shir is the Shir. The Gemara says no, it's the uncomfortableness that the person suffers, and the Iker reward for fasting people think it's a fasting. The Gemara says no, it's the Zucker that he gives. The Iker reward is the fact that it's a little uncomfortable. Yeah. So the Gemara has right after this whole discussion about the what the Gemara Amar Abuna by the tiny letter, hey, what is it, hey? Yeah. It's a feeling good base on the side. That's the fourth wide line. Amar Abuna, Kama Mestal Achur Beis Akneses Nikra Rasha. If a person down is outside of the shul, he's a Rasha. What's this? That if the person is running to shul and he hears the Chazan is saying Baruch Hu Akdusha Kaddish. So, and then it's conveyed, so he has to answer outside. He's not called the Rosh just because he came a little late. No, it means he has a brayer to go into the shul, and he chooses, and he doesn't bother to go into the shul, down is outside. That's the close to us. Nikra Rasha.
That's worse than not going at all.
Yeah, so how can it be? How can it be? The proper thing is, you're really supposed to daven in this shul, you have the Gemara before it does. The shul is a Mishriyat. And even if a person davened in the shul, the Shmar Levina Bela Tzila, you should daven in the shul, even if there's no minyan there, fine, everything. But in Nikra Rasha, just because he's lazy and he doesn't bother to go to shul, I can call him Rasha. He wants to Shinema, Zobi Rishayim Mitzalochim. Arum and Arum, the Rishayim daven outside of the shul. The Rishayim hang around on the outside of the shul. How can it be? Just because he's lazy to daven in the shul. Omer Abayit, Abayit explains the name of Rabbuna. Moi Amor Nela, the Moi Mahadir Atul Ebe Krishna. When do we consider the fellow a Rasha? Because he doesn't bother to go into the shul if he's facing the wrong direction. He doesn't turn his face to the shul. However, but if he faces the shul, if he turns his face towards the shul, then it's okay. Exactly where is the shul and where is he facing and what's out there over here? Here is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. When you read the Rashi on the day, you might not, on the top, Rashi here took up both columns, the right side and the left side. The printer took up both columns. Rashi didn't get it. So the printer has the Tirus on Rashi, and this particular Gemara is on the top of the second column, where the Rashi usually is, top of the second column. And the Tirus is on our hour. So maybe we'll do the Tirus. The Tirus quotes Rashi and interprets what Rashi said, and then they disagree with the Rashi. Pirish Rashi says he's right on Vav in an hour. Kol Pirishkei Batik and Yisiyin Tali LeMizrach V'achureihem LeMayri. So that's where Rashi quotes on the page. Rashi quotes at Tosefta in Megillah that when there is many dinim regarding the construction of the shul. Usually when we learn in yeshivas, we never learn in yeshivas how to construct the shul. We learn in Rosh Hashanah, you learn other things. That one sin in the end of our Chaim Chevedav, that constructing the shul, whoever gets that problem. How often is it that you construct the shul? Usually when they build the shul, nobody's paying attention. They always violate either one din or many dinim or all the dinim. So one of the many dinim that's often violated is that Rashi says, it's a dinim. A dinim is not the act of the end. When you construct the shul, it's supposed to be dinim the Migdash. It should be constructed in a similar fashion to the Beit HaMikdash, the Ein of the Beit HaMikdash. The Kodesh HaKadosh was facing west, and the entrance to the Beit HaMikdash was on the east. So too, whenever you have a shul, you don't always have the Heichal in the west. It depends which direction is facing Eretz Yisrael. If west is facing Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have the shul. The opening should be in the east, and you should face the Yom Kodesh should be in the west. If we who live in America, so we face Eretz Yisrael by facing the west or the east. So the opening of the shul should be opposite that. The opening should be in the west, whichever. Or let's say if you live in Lebanon and you're going to daven facing south, so the entrance should be in the north. The entrance should be Mekubel Keneged the Hechel.
Okay.
That's what Rashi quotes from the Tosef. The Tosef quotes this Rashi. Kof Tzitzchei Zatik Nesim Toyin LaMizrach. The entrance to the shul is on the eastern side, Achorei LaMayrit. And the Hechel, the Ohr Kodesh, is towards Mayrit. Nizeh HaMishpal Achorei Beis HaKnesses. The Rashi learns just that the fellow, how did Rashi say it? The Pesach, the Pesach is on the eastern side because the Hechel is on the west. And the Rashi calls that Bachureyem, the Meir. That's called the Yachor. That's called the back. The back of the shul. The Rashi says, HaMishpal Achurei Beis HaKnesses is the Lashon Yomar. He's davening Achurei. What's that Achurei? He's davening outside of the shul. So the Rishon Salach HaMishpal Achurei Beis HaKnesses is davening outside of the shul, what he would call in front of the shul. In front, over here, let's say, the Yom Kodesh is here. The sun is outside in front of the Yom Kodesh. He's
facing away.
What's wrong? So he's facing away from the shul. He has his back to the front. That is back to the back of the Yom Kodesh. So how is he supposed to say? Towards the Yom Kodesh. Everybody's davening this way, and so if he davenes in the same direction as everybody else is davening, they won't daven this way because that's where Yerushalayim is.
No,
we assume that's where he's supposed to be. The Yom Kodesh is supposed to be facing Yerushalayim, facing Eretz Yisrael. That's this is wrong. Let's say if this were this is everybody's supposed to daven this way, so then the fellow is davening outside in the street. So he really should come in and daven in shul. So he didn't come in. So he's doing an obli. He didn't come in. So which direction is right and which direction is wrong? If he faces Eretz Yisrael the same way everybody else does take it, because he has his back to the shul. He has to face the Yom Kodesh, the opposite direction for the people. That's how Rashi learns. That's how Tosafot learns Pshat Rashi. This is it. One second, I'll hold you back. But then the Pirish Rashi, the place is on Bava Menalov, on the bottom of Bava Menalov. This is below some of the Pirish Rashi. The entrance is on the eastern side because you're facing west. Yeah, Rashi somehow envisions that all of the Jews are living in Babel, to the east of the Israel. So he has his back to the Yom Kodesh, it's no good. The Taisha says, but over here, they don't think that Rashi is right. They don't think that's correct. If he turns his face towards the shul, towards the Yom Kodesh, everybody's dying, he's dying the other way. And that's the Kishneva shul. The Gemara says the reason why this is not proper, if you dive in the wrong direction, whatever the wrong direction means, is because it looks like he believes in a different God from the God that the people. That's what you say to Shuya. Is if they're diving to one tower and he's diving to a different tower. So Tay says, I'll be right there. They're facing two different directions. Looks like they're diving to stay with Shuya. That's what you say to Shuya. Shakob is following the Myrib, the Old Seaman's facing west. Whom is Paul Kenegdom, the Mizra, facing east. Alkin Nira. The Tosafot disagrees with Rashi.
Able to make that the
faces
the
shul.
No.
That's one person.
The arm there, and if he's not facing the right way, you're not going to consider
him the shul. Yeah, no, he's not like the Steve is doing the right thing, but it looks as if he doesn't. If he's not saying
it, what makes you think it's only one? Maybe there's a few of them like that.
Yeah. Some of them are telling all the distorts. There was davening Myra's in one of the hotels, and one of our folks took out his conscience, and he saw that Mizrach was that way, and everybody was facing one way, he was facing the opposite direction. So that, you're not allowed to do that. If you take out your compass and you think that they're all back and forth, they have to make a drop and tell everybody. But if they're not going to listen, then it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to daven. Have everybody daven in one direction, in the same room. Everybody daven in one direction, and one guy daven in the wrong direction. Unless he's involved, then he thinks they're going to listen. They're going to follow. But if he knows that Mehatim be in love, he knows that they're not going to listen to him. So even though he's in love, he's not allowed to. He has to try to convince the Palamatim. That's in the same room. So you were talking even in a different room, Tosafot disagrees with Rashi. They can't believe, well let me hear, they can't believe that this fellow outside is supposed to say The shul, first day towards Yom Kodesh, Adarab, if he's Mahadarab in the Beit HaKnesses, he's faith in the opposite direction, Nasi Kishtevishu, then it looks as if he's praying to a different religion, Shakor, the Salman, Ira, who's the Swan, Kanem, the Liza, facing a different direction. How can you let the faith say, no, the hope shot is wrong?
Not after the Beit HaKnesses means, you see, he's supposed to, if this were the right direction for the Yom Kodesh, then the opening should be to be over there, instead of over there. And then when the Rav was learning in Moriah, he was learning wisdom, so he said, in Moriah also, Yom Kodesh was there, the opening was on the side. So he said, this shul wasn't originally built as a shul. It was rented from a building. The building was built as a building. They said it wasn't built to a Shem Beit HaKnesses. If you build them to a Shem Beit HaKnesses, the opening has to be, that's just the rest of the Jew, the Rashi, it has to be Dumi as a Migdash.
Yes.
That was on that occasion that the Rav said that he thought that the reason why the minig is that you turn around by the Chazaydi is that when you turn around, you're facing the door. So you go, as if you're going to meet someone who's coming into the door. But he said if the door is on the side, like a Maria, so he thought it didn't make any sense just to turn around and face the back wall. What do you accomplish by turning around? Other things. Right. Right, Rashi Feinstein thinks that the minig is not to face the door, but to face Myrus, that the Shekhinah is the Myrus, so you're greeting the Shekhinah. Although, what is it got to do? Why are you greeting the Shekhinah? Why should you be greeting Shabbos? Why are you showing him you're greeting Shabbos, you're not greeting the Shekhinah? So Rashi says he thinks that that's the minig, not to face the door, but rather to face the Shekhinah. Now, so Rashi thought, based on this Tosefta that Rashi quotes, that the minig of turning around by Lechol Dodi is to face the door, and others had a minute to walk towards the door, that was the rough practice, to walk towards the door, as if you're machnas areach, as if you're asking the guest to come in. Here the guest is Shabbos. Our Shabbos walks through the door, Ke'ilu. We act as if Ke'ilu walks through the door.
The evening, the Shabbos, the evening,
the coming from others. Okay, that's a difference. Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't suggest that. He says somehow he's reading the Shekhinah. And the Shekhinah is the Ma'ariv, as it says in the Gemara in Baba Basra. You're saying a different thing. Okay, so this is good. Different reasons, I don't know. So again, the Tosafot disagrees with Rashi. Tosafot says, again, like Rashi, yeah, the Yom Kodesh is here. Let's say this is facing Eretz Yisrael, and the opening is supposed to be over there. The Tosafot translates the words, Achori Beit HaKnesses, that means he's outside the street over here in front. Achori Beit HaKnesses means he's over there, outside over there, where the entrance is, in front of the entrance. So if he, everybody is dominating this direction, and he's dominating the opposite direction, that's Nefzik Yishtevi Shuri. They're all facing, everybody's facing Eretz Yisrael. He's facing but if he's Mahadarape Ladei Kanishta, but if he faces the direction of the Shul, he's facing the same direction where the people are davening towards Eretz Yisrael. So of course, that's the way it should be, that's what Tosafot says. How can you hear that? Achuri Beit HaKnesses means, Misha Achuri Ha'om, the Mizrach, they're assuming their Kodesh is in Myrus, and the opening is in the Mizrach, and he's over there on the outside of the Shul. So how is that in the Myrus? Well, if you come over, how are they not going to think this? See if he's davening on the side. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah discussed. What if he's davening on the side? What if he's at an angle? That's the question. That's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes Rishon. So what's the machlokes here between Rashi and Tosafot? So the Torah is what you brought up. That's exactly the machlokes. Tosafot says Rashi is a Haftarah. Adarab, right here, Adarab, this Mamish Master Gishtevi Shri, is everybody facing this way, he's facing that way. Look, this is exactly the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosafot. Rashi holds that the Gemara says later in Brachas, when you daven, you're supposed to face Eretz Yisrael. If you live in Chutzlars, if you daven in Chutzlars, you're supposed to face Eretz Yisrael, as is the life in the Pasuk in Tfilas, when he drove the first Nisamish, he said, we should all face Eretz Yisrael. And if you live in Eretz Yisrael, then means Pana Lecha Derecha Yirazot. You should face the Yerushalayim. And if you daven in Yerushalayim, it's Pana Lecha Derecha Baita Zeh. You should face the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So Rashi holds that the halacha where you should say when you're davening, and that's halacha where you should be kovei of the Aron Kodesh. And what if you're davening in the Beis HaMikdash? If you're davening in Chutzlot, you should say Tereshvot. Davening in Eretz, you should say Yerushalayim. If you're davening in Yerushalayim, you should say the Beis HaMikdash. And if you're davening in the Beis HaMikdash, you should say the Kodesh HaKadosh. The Rashi holds that that's if the person is davening wherever he's in a forest, wherever in a house, in a hotel, you should say Tereshvot. What is he's davening in a shul? So you should always put the Aron Kodesh in that direction. Ikazin is Rashi holds if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you daven facing the Aron Kodesh. And the Aron Kodesh shul is also building the Beis HaMikdash. If you first have the Aron Kodesh straight ahead and the entrance over here, as you call it in Kasefta, it should be constructed in a fashion that's similar to the Beis HaMikdash. So the prophecy is you should put the Aron Kodesh in that direction facing Eretz Yisrael, so that everybody will be able to daven facing Eretz Yisrael, facing the Aron Kodesh. But what happens to the Yevet if the Aron Kodesh is put in a different direction? That's the start of the Mishnah Berurah raised. So he writes in one place, Tarachim, what the din is. So what should Makar, what should the din be? So the Pashtus is that that's exactly the Machlokes is here between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi holds, you're supposed to put the Aron Kodesh in that direction where you want everybody to daven, so you will accomplish both. Everybody will be facing Eretz Yisrael and everybody will be facing the Aron Kodesh. If you're in the Beis HaMikdash Mamish, you should face the Aron Kodesh. So if you're in a shul, so you should put the Aron Kodesh in that direction so that everybody will be facing the Aron Kodesh and facing Eretz Yisrael at the same time. What if to the Yevet, you put the Aron Kodesh in the wrong direction? The Rashi holds the Aron Kodesh wins. Not facing Eretz Yisrael wins. Wherever the Aron Kodesh is, that's where you're supposed to face. Because if you would be in the Beis HaMikdash Mamish, that's what you did. You face the Aron Kodesh. And Tosfos apparently disagrees. Tosfos apparently holds wrong. You're supposed to put the Aron Kodesh in such a direction that everybody will be facing the Aron Kodesh while they're davening and they'll be facing Eretz Yisrael. But if they constructed it improperly to put the Aron Kodesh in the wrong direction, then the Aron Kodesh should be ignored and you should face Eretz Yisrael. So that's what Rashi disagrees here with. Taz. Rashi says if you're davening, the fellow's davening outside in front of the back of the shul, front of the shul, whatever you call it, only here, the Aron Kodesh is here. On the outside over there in the street, he's davening Shemon Esrei, so which way should he face? The face Eretz Yisrael should be that direction, the same way the Tigre is, that's where he should face. The Rashi says, wrong. He's supposed to face the Aron Kodesh. Whenever there's a conflict between you, whether you face the Aron Kodesh or you face Eretz Yisrael, the Rashi helps. Facing the Aron Kodesh wins. You have to mean Mahadirat in a big Nishto. You have to turn your face around towards the Aron Kodesh. Facing the Aron Kodesh is other. Yeah, only the Shashman Esrei.
There's nobody else, no, there's nobody else davening there.
Nobody else davening in the shul. Yeah, the Aron Kodesh. I think so. I think Rashi holds you have to face the Aron Kodesh.
No one else
is that. I don't know how Rashi understood. Say to say, Adirabah should be Shteirishus if they're facing opposite direction. I don't know how Rashi answers that. I don't know how Rashi fits into the words of the Gemara.
Rashi says that everybody faces the Aron Kodesh. That's not Shteirishus.
Okay. I don't know, but the third, I think that's what Rashi means. Rashi holds that you have
also
Killing the Aron Kodesh should be placed in such a direction, and then facing the Aron Kodesh is also facing Eretz Yisrael. But if it turns out that it's not in the right direction, either because he's davening outside of the shul, or because the Aron Kodesh was constructed improperly, it's not facing the right direction. So that's the machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos, the Tosfos told that winning the consideration that wins is that you should face Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi holds not this. So the Pashtus is that the issue that was raised by the Mishnah Berurah is exactly totally the machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos. That's exactly my question, Washington. If the Aron Kodesh is in the wrong direction, should you face the Aron Kodesh? Should you face Eretz Yisrael? That's exactly my question here. What Rashi holds facing the Aron Kodesh is obvious, and Tosfos says, no, facing Eretz Yisrael is the issue.
How can you imagine what a Aron Kodesh is if you're outside?
I'm actually not.
It does not sign that you're not that he knows.
Yeah.
He does know, and I don't know. He's given his special solutions to the
So basically, once you have a big shear on the yorkshire here, on the Rambam, he thought that it was mashma from the Rambam and Hilchos Tfilo, doesn't say explicitly black and white, but he thought it was very mashma from the Rambam. Others make the same deal. Could be that they come with it, right. So he thought it's very mashma from the Rambam that if you build a shul and it doesn't have an encouragement, it's sacred territory of experience, it doesn't have a position to take that. So if you don't have a position to take that, it has to be a mikdash miyat. And the ikek dusha of the Beis HaMikdash is because you have a kodesh, because you have your kodesh and your kodesh HaKadoshim. And the whole Beis HaMikdash is Mishkan HaEidus. Why is it called Mishkan HaEidus? Because it has the Luchas HaEidus. It houses the Luchas HaEidus. So if you have a Beis HaMikdash without the Luchas, that's a Mishkan Beis HaMikdash. I hear from it by Shem. By Shem, they were not Luchas. They said, no, the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaKhira writes that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he knew that it was also the HaKhoreid. He knew already from the Nebuah, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Bais Rishon was also the Hecharit, and he built a separate, a special underground chamber to house the Luchai, so that when they'll have to take it away from upstairs, they'll put it downstairs. And the whole period of the Bais Sheni, there's different opinions in the one you had, Dafnun Beis, I think, Dafnun Dalet. But the Ram quotes this opinion because apparently he felt that more Midrashim supported that. One opinion is that the Aram of the Luchai was taken away to Bogo. And the Rambam doesn't quote that opinion. The Rambam quotes the opinion. The Rambam of the Luchas was staying there in the basement the whole time. In the whole period of the Bais Sheni, the Luchas were there. They weren't on top, they were downstairs. He said the Rambam's opinion is that if you were to have a Bais Sheni, Beis HaMikdash, without Luchas, it wouldn't have a Kedusha as Beis HaMikdash. So who had the name here, Beis HaKnesset? For Beis HaKnesset had a Kedusha as a Mikdash Miyad, as a miniature Beis HaMikdash. You can't have the Luchas all over, there's only the original, the author's copy is only the original Ksav Yad Kosher of the Bolshom, is only one. The Luchas is. There's only one, that's the date of the Mokma Midrash. So if you want to have a Beit HaKnesset with a Kedusha of a Midrash Miyad, you have to have it on Kodesh. What is the Sefer Torah? You don't have the Sefer Torah, isn't it? Yes.
What is if the takeout is like a Tuesday? To take out the Sefer Torah, then it's not the
It doesn't have the full deal of the Beis HaKnesset.
Oh, it has to be there,
No, it should be there decree.
Because now with the ceiling there,
I lock them up.
Right, the Ramok, I just said, that's an issue of Minhagim. The Ramok, that's not me right, an issue of Minhagim, that you only do the Sefer Tapayim, the Tachnon, if there is a Sefer Torah there. That's a different thing.
Even a
partial Sefer Torah? Yes. The rest of the Sefer
Torah is connected with bringing a Sefer Torah from a school to a house, one time,
That's another thing. No, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Yerushalmi that it's a bizayin for the Sefer Torah to schlep the Sefer Torah from its makom kavua on behalf of a yochid, on behalf of yichid. If it's on behalf of a tzibur, you have 10 people and they're davening someplace and they need a Sefer Torah. They want to daven in one place for some reason or another. They need a Sefer Torah. So then it's not a bizayin or sefer. Take the sefer from one place to the other. But if it's only on behalf of a yochid, then it should be Zayin on Sefer. So let's say the Shul is going to have a weekend in a certain hotel. The OU is going to have, the Yakut is going to have whatever. They go to Agosha Hotel. And then they have hundreds of people or whatever, a few thousand people. So they want to bring Sefer Torah in order to light. So that's perfectly permissible. But if you have a person or a small group of people are sitting Shiva, so we're doing them a favor to daven in their home. But it's really, as far as we're concerned, we could just as well daven in Shul. So why are they bringing Sefer Torah there to that home? Because they need a minion at their home. So that's bringing the Sefer Torah on behalf of the Yochid, that's not on behalf of the Rabbi. It's in the Shulchan Aruch that that's not proper. Unless it says there are Nashim Chashuvim, which are Torah on this Kabel as well. Nashim Chashuvim means it's the great Talmid Chachamim of the great Tenchei Torah. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. They give a lot of money, yes, they're rich enough. And they give a lot of money to support yeshivas. So then, to cover that Torah, to bring the Sefer Torah on their behalf. But if HaTorah Eidim is Kabel as well, they're not, they're proven and everything, but they're not Shabdinim Kamina Chacham, and they're not Shabdinim Kamina Chacham.
That's why you tell them by Yishim HaSefer, to the home of
That's Lukavit up there. So they told him, that you're not permitted to bring it just the Kroi, unless the Iker is, you should bring it in an Orin. If you bring it in an Orin, then there's no problem. So if you don't bring it in an Orin, just wrap it up in a talus and you leave it on the table and you put it in the closet or something, that's not fair. The proper thing is, if it's for Yochid, if it's for a group of Yechidim, less than a million, the proper thing is, you have to bring it in a separate Ankur. It's like the Chevra Kadisha has a separate portable Ankur. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds on another minute from the later Acharim that you should try to see that you should lay 3 times. But the Iker, the lady 3 times, that's already an added minute. The Iker, what is that to remove the Bingayan HaSefer, is that you should have a Malkam Kavua for it. You should have an Aron Kodesh for it. But then the Iker then is moved even if you don't lay 3 times. But lay 3 times is an extra, an added Kavua.
According to Rashi, it makes sense because it's Midrash this way, and the Aron is that way.
Yeah.
There's a difference that Rashi says that the man, the Yochid, is standing outside of the shul, outside of the front wall of the shul, and vice versa, that he's standing outside of the shul.
That's how we would speak in English, yeah. Front and back, that's how we would speak. Rashi and Taisu to have everything different. Front and back, they called it. The Rashi says he's standing outside, front of the front side. That's what we would call the front, front of the Yom Kippur side. The person says he's outside of the
back. And the back is still being through the shul.
Yeah,
the person says that he's standing outside of the back. That's
how we would use the language. Yeah, right. Rashi, as we have it, doesn't say exactly what it is. That's how Tayshu is interpreting Rashi. Okay. Now, Lachi says in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Chabad Rite, you should avoid. What do you do if you're, let's say the opening of the shul is there, the Aron Kodesh is here, on the assumption that this is the right direction. So then, later on the following, so then Beim Elashi, Beim Elashi should face the shul, like you said, no, how many should face the other there? Avadi should face the shul. The Machlokes is coming in, if you're in the front of the shul, Rashi says you have to face the Aron Kodesh and face the Zahir, you're not allowed, you have to face the other direction. How do we ask him? So the Shulchan Aruch says you should avoid that case. Don't get involved in the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. But the question is, what do you do if you get stuck? Bottom line, what do you do if you are stuck? If you're on Kodesh, it's in the wrong direction. So which is other? Facing the Aron Kodesh or facing Eretz Yisrael? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is. How do we pass on Allah HaMayit if the Aron Kodesh is in the wrong direction? So there's a spirit. So one place he says he's not sure. The other place he says you face Eretz Yisrael. You don't face the Aron Kodesh. In other words, you pass on Taisus. Disciple of Son has a safer. No. That's the frame state. If you know that all the people are dropping in the wrong direction, you have your compass. And you're going to figure out the right direction. So the safer says you're not allowed. That's the safer. If you're the robber, you can convince everybody, here's our compass, we got to face the other direction. So the shadow is, but your encourage is here. So do you follow the compass or do you follow the encourage? So you pass the right direction. You follow the compass if you can convince everybody else. He says the Sefer Torah is in a different rishus because it's 10 tefachim tall and it's dalal dalas tefachim inside. So he says it's muslim, mikra, and then it's muslim. Some achrayim say... No, even if it's open. Even if the Aron Kodesh is open, and the Aron Kodesh is open, mikra, then it's a different rishus. Not really. No, mikra, then the back of the Aron Kodesh is such, it's dalal dalas tefachim and it's 10 tefachim tall. It's like a different room.
Some of them have the wooden doors always open.
Open, right. So even if it's open
and close, like in the room.
Right. So Nikaradin, you don't have to stand. The din is you have to stand if the secretary is in your shoes, you have to stand. If I'm sitting here in the kitchen, so the secretary outside in the street, someone's walking, I'm not mechayev to stand there. If I'm in the street and someone's carrying the secretary, I see through the window, I'm not mechayev to stand. Only if you're in the same shoes where the secretary is. So what if the secretary is in your own kodesh, but your own kodesh is open? So there's a tshuva nechasam sefer where he writes, Sadali Yadur Mufurus, and everybody knows you have to stand up whenever the Yom Kodesh is open. As the Shaila Allah reminds that there was a Din Torah. And the shock of the Din Torah was going to be that someone has to swear, a Shavuah. And the Din is, when you want to be Nazir, a person is Shavuah, you're supposed to take a Sefer Torah, you're supposed to frighten him out of his wits to make sure that he doesn't swear a Shavuah Shek. So Taisus talks in Bava Messiah and other places where Taisus talks about different methods of frightening people out of their wits to make sure that they don't swear for it. Taisus quotes in the name of the Gainim, that you have candles lit in a dark room, and then you tell a guy, you know, if you swear falsely, if you tell a lie, if you're dishonest, you're going to drop dead. And you put out the candle, and it's dark in the room. And you see, that's what's going to happen. The neshama, like a candle, we're going to blow out the candle, we're going to curse you. So you have a whole dramatic, that's Kibui Meir. This is what's strange, we don't do it now. A whole strange way to frighten someone. So this didn't say that. And this din Torah that they had, that one of the Balei Dinim was telling the Stam Sefer that the other one is such a crook and such a criminal, such a liar, nothing will help. What they should do is, they should have him lay down on a couch in front of the Aron Kodesh, and they should tell him, and the Aron Kodesh should be open, and they should swear the Shavuot Daraisa that he's taught them, that he's right, and the Bezin should tell him, if you're lying, you're going to drop dead right here on this cot, in front of the Aron Kodesh. That's it. You're never going to get up from this cot. So the Chassam Sefer, the Pesach Shiv and Chassam Mishnah quotes this, and Sinan says, I must swear the right, you have to have the Kitab Sefer. They quote that sometimes the Bezin has the right to lay it on thick, to add on, to embellish, to frighten him. And then it is the Chassam Sefer was asked to Shabbos, they said, no, that's going a little too far, because it's a double Yodol Mufurus, and when the Yom Kodesh is open, everybody has to stand, so that's Kenegad Adin. You're not allowed to do that. So the Leid HaFeinim say, they don't know what the Chassam Sefer is talking about, that the child's right to wear it is in a different Rishus. Whether the wooden doors are open, whether the parech is open, the lamalam or mikradin, it's really the secretary is in a different rishus, and you're permitted to keep your back to the secretary, you're permitted to sit, to lay down, everything is mutter. It's just we're machmer whenever they open up the Yom Kodesh, and we're machmer for Anim Zmiris, for Tiyutim, for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're machmer to stand. But mikradin, it's really mutter. So Rekik used to say, when he used to give the drasha for many years, and I said to make sure that the king is to the drasha, he used to say that all the people used to sometimes ask him if they feel that they're not strong enough to stand for the whole davening, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, so what's more important, after Shem Pishman Esrik, so what's more important that they have to stand for? What are the basic essential parts that you have to stand for? So he said, you have to stand for Shem Pishman Esrik if you can. And he said, Nikra Din for Chazorot HaShat Sachumra, so if you can't, so you sit. So he has a third Nikra Din also, you can sit, Sachumra to stand. And what is that when they open up the Yom Kippur? You should have to stand, it's a Vidui, such things in the morning, when the Chazan gets the Vidui in the Chazorot HaShah, the morning says everybody stands, and the Kaddish is just the Chumer that everybody stands, the Chazan has to stand. And then what about the Hakol, the Chom Amin, and all the Piyutim, so he said, Mikra, then you can sit. And they say the first, Mikra, then you can sit for all the Piyutim, and for Neila, even though the Yom Kaddish is open, because Mikra then, the secretary is in a different issue. So from Banu Nemtuch is the Ninik, that everybody stands, so he thought, so he was guessing. So he suggested in one of the drushes, and I said, make sure that he thought that maybe it's been gone for a different reason, it has nothing to do with the fact that the secretary is there, but rather that the Tiyutim themselves perhaps should constitute a Dovah Shebikdusha. Maybe the Tiyutim should be considered a Dovah Shebikdusha. Why do you stand when you answer Kedusha? Why do you stand when you answer Eshneirat or Kaddish or Baruch? Why do you stand? Because the Dovah Shebikdusha we require Amida. So he said, maybe the definition of Kaddish B'Kedusha means whenever you give Shabbat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's neither in the form of a Bashit nor in the form of a Bracha. Because, you know, when you say Tzukma, when you say Bracha, you don't have to stand. That's the Bracha that's Manasseh, but other Brachas you can sit. I want a Bracha that's Shabbat. The Mikra, then you can sit. But perhaps the definition of Kaddish B'Kedusha is a Shabbat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's neither in the form of a Pasik nor in the form of a Bracha. I want you to say Kedusha, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is a Pasik. So he says, yeah, it happens to be quoted in the Pasuk, but we're not saying it's the Torah's Pasuk, we're saying it's the Torah's Shiva Tamalachim. Because on Debbie Yomar, we're not really quoting it, we would say it. Oh, if you say it with the Torah, the Torah's Shokhlan, we say it with the Torah, the Torah's Pasuk, then you're not to stand. then you can say the Yechidah Kinah is Nistin. If you don't say the Truach, you're not saying it in the Torah Sukkim, you're saying it in the Torah Shalach HaKafah Hezbog, or the Shalach HaKafah Pasuk. It happens to be quoted in the Pasuk, and you're not saying it as a Pasuk, but then it's called the Dovah Shabbat. So you thought that maybe that's the reason, maybe Adon Olam, and Yigdal, and Mechom Amin, maybe all of the Piyutim, are really a Dovah Shabbat, maybe that's the meaning why we stand. That's what he suggested. Maybe the Chumrat is Pim. That's what he suggested.
Why
do
you
say that the Kimushu of Yoshi Kadisha, the Shinto,
one was
paid
on the
dog? Don't know. Don't know. Kasha, a lot of Kasha. I don't know. He left
the
hanging. Yeah, this is only for Pesach Kness. Yeah. Pesach Kness, you don't need all these. I don't know, no, based on medicine in the sense of place where people learn, place that's miyuchat for learning, but if it's miyuchat for davening, it's not really miyuchat for learning, then it should be constructed and it should have all of these details of it. I think also, I don't think that's a based on medicine. If the medicine then is the deeper purpose to still learn. Pesach Kness, the deeper purpose is for davening. Beis HaMedrash, the deeper purpose is for learning. The deeper purpose is davening once in a while to have a shiur. I think that's tonight. Tonight, that's another thing you make it tonight. That's another thing. No, but he wants to know. The chiluk in a Beis HaKness makes another mushroom. It says the Pesachim quote from the Zohar. I'm not familiar. They quote that. It says in the Zohar somewhere that when you have a Beis HaKness, the place where they lay, you should have a shulchan in the middle that should be elevated, should be on an elevated platform, shouldn't be on the same level. Dumya the Har Sinai. That Har Sinai, the Torah was given from an elevated place. Right. And the place of Kriyas HaTorah should be bedafka elevated. And the Zohar says, the bima. That's why you have to have dafka bima shalei. You have to have dafka bima shalei. Unless it's a Beis HaMedrash, then you don't need it. The Beis HaMedrash, that's new but for learning, and you have to daven there also. So then there's no kseida that you have, the same yeshiva. They don't have an elevated platform. But in the shul, but the ikar purpose of the shul is for davening, not for learning. So the proper thing is that you should have an elevated platform where you're laid from. No, they say the shulchan should, where the people stand, should be on an elevated platform. And have a whole discussion based on how many steps there should be. All of this, how many steps do you have to have? Minimum, maximum? The Shailas is the Yom Kodesh considered in the shul or not? Maybe it's considered like a different room.
Yes.
Hmm? That's the way they do it. They consider that in the room. In the days of the Gemara also, there's a Gemara in Saita where it's mashma that they didn't have, like in the Bai Shani, they didn't have the luchas upstairs, they had the luchas downstairs. So that's good enough. That's considered the luchas are in the same place where the Beis HaMikdash is. Either it's in the downstairs area, it's okay. But the Morim Seita has an Eilat Nemorim that they used to have shuls, but they didn't have the Aron Kodesh in the room where they used to lay. They had it, it's in the same building in a different room. I don't know why, in a different room. And on Monday or Thursday, maybe you have them all. And on Shabbos and Monday or Thursday, they would go get the Torah from the other room and bring it in here. So that's also acceptable. That's considered Kedusha. Beis HaKnesses, even though the Aron Kodesh is not kavua here in this room, it's in the same building, it's okay. So you're also in the next room. The room that your mamash walk in, that's the adjacent room, it's also acceptable.
The
two reasons, right? The two reasons why the Ikar HaDin, you're not obligated to sin when the Aron Kodesh is open. Number one, the Tzaddik's reason that the Sefer Torah is in a different Rishus, because the Aron Kodesh is Chodek Rishus B'Sniyas, because it's 10 Shochim Tov and Dalal Adalus Shochim, why didn't it work? And the second reason the person would give is that even if the Sefer Torah is in this Rishus, the only time you have to stand up is when the Sefer Torah is moving. But when someone is standing still, let's say they're saying, they're not walking with themselves, they're just standing still. So Mikra then, you don't have to stand there, you can sit. You only have to stand when they're walking with the Sefer Torah. That's what the Tzad says. Even if it's not Maftik Mensur, if it's Dalit Tzachim, then it's 10 Tzachim Tzul.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. You sit to the side. When the person gets mocked here, one of those hackers sitting right behind the bar master. That's talking not right. The fellow should stand on the side. The fellow should move to the side. Yeah. That's talking not right. That's in the same issue. That's an issue. Some Akhrenim say that this cooler that the Tzad said that the Rav can speak from the Dina, even though he has his back to the Aron Kodesh. I remember many years ago there was a Talmud Chacham who lived out of town, and he moved to New York, and he came to the shiur once downstairs. We used to have the shiur in the shul, and he was very annoyed at the fact that he used to sit right in front of the Aron Kodesh, so he never came again. And he said that that's the reason why, because I sat with my back to the Aron Kodesh. I told him that it's Mutar. He didn't like it. So the Pasuk say that some Pasuk say that the Rav who darshens every week in shul, and it's his responsibility to teach Torah to the Balabatim, so that's permissible and acceptable, and so Hatchila that he can have it back to the Aron Kodesh and he can speak. But let's say you have a Bar Mitzvah book, so that's not his responsibility to teach Torah to the people. He's Bar Mitzvah one, Zach Papshev, he gets back in the Sigal Torah. So some Pasuk say that it's not proper that the Bar Mitzvah Bacha should have a shtender and stand with his back to the Aron Kodesh when he only has it on a one-shot affair, on one occasion on the Shabbos of the Bar Mitzvah. So by the Bar Mitzvah, they should put the shtender to the side of the Aron Kodesh, they shouldn't have his back to the Aron Kodesh. I would have thought just the reverse, that the Rav does it every week, the Kriyas is more of a potato. So they say no, the Rav does it every week, the Kriyas, that's his achrayus, that's his responsibility, that's his job, he's supposed to teach Torah to the tzibur, so that is always it. But the mitzvah bacher only does it because so some achrayim say we shouldn't allow him to do it. And others say no, it's mutter, it's mutter.
But if you're saying that it's a different issue, so it doesn't matter when one...
Really? Because he's not teaching Torah. He's not teaching Torah. There's some reformed congregation, the topic where the rabbi speaks every Shabbos is to the side. He does not object to the Aron Kodesh because he's not teaching Torah. The whole Hesed is only if he's teaching Torah. The Lamed Lam, that's the Taz Lashon. Lamed Lam, Dachi Hashem, that's his responsibility. So it's covered on Torah, it's not designed on Torah. So he's teaching, he's just commenting on everything. Igmor tells a story. Hahu Gavri, from Atzli Achur, there was a person who was once in violation of this din, whatever the din means. L'Rashi Kibbis, he was davening in the front of the shul, the back of the shul. He was davening in the wrong direction. L'Maharatu, the Bei Kanishna, he didn't turn around his face towards the Beis HaKnesses the way he was supposed to. Cholot Eliyo Chaziyei, Eliyo happened to be his bain, he chose his fellow. He davened, he laid Kitaya, they thought he was an Arab. Very strange. Leo Novi thought that the trouble was enough. Leo Novi usually assumed Leo Novi was anything.
And
you are not appeared. He's Dami Lake Itaya. He appeared to the Jew like an Arab. Okay. He appeared to the Jew like an Arab. Omale Kidu Bar, time is coming. Marach Zu, duplex. Zu means two. And Bar, Rashi says, means Rishuth. He told him in Aramaic. You're in violation of this din. Looks like they're davening to one religion and you're praying to a different religion. Shalom Safsira, the Katli. He pulled out the sword and he killed him. And you all know that he killed a fellow who is in violation of this din. So the Gemara tells a story that we really mean business here. Like this is an Avera Hamura.
The person must have said, Aliyah, I'm not even to look for my man. The other way, he spoke to him, now may, and we can have that again.
No. Oh, that's the other gear, right. On the left side of the dog, there's a different gear, not Cholot Eliyahu.
Chazye, not that Eliyahu Navi says by. Chol Pavutaye, an Arab, passed by, and he told the Jew, hey, I thought you people are monotheists. Looks like you're worshipping a different religion, and then he killed him. It doesn't matter. Whoever it was, the moral of the story is that it's an Aderech Hamura, we do it all the time. We have Orthodox conservative reform, we have Orthodox and Orthodox, we have Hasidim and Islam, then we have different Hasidim, we have different Islam, everything. But you have to look mannish, not as Turkish, they Turkish. It looks like it's a thousand different religions. Agudas, exactly. So that's what the Gemara says, that if we make the Jewish religion look as if it's some of the different religions, then you have Misa. The Gemara says that's a terrible Avera. The Gemara says they went out of their way that it shouldn't be Cholila, not as Turkish, they Turkish. It shouldn't look like it's two different religions. So the Gemara tells you that it's an Avera that warrants an Einish Misa. It's a serious Avera. Right, that's what Tesis is. They don't add the fit into the word. I don't know. The way Tesis understood Rashi, we could beat Rashi the way we have the Rashi. We could Rashi the exact same as Tesis. But if Tesis presents, so it's not Rashi, I don't know. Tesis presents the Machlokes over here between somebody and their Shita. So the way they call the somebody, they call that somebody Rashi. How is it necessary to say the Shita?
Very strange.
I don't know. Amalei Humi Rabbanu, the Rabbi Bibar Abaye, what are the Talmidim? He asked Rabbi Bibar Abaye, Yamiro, another version has it, Rabbi Bibi, the son of Abaye, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Somebody asked somebody, how do you read the end of that Pasuk? We started off with a Pasuk in that capital field in Perek Yudbei. So the very last Pasuk in that Perek and Tillim says, Sarah Shana Salachun, Kerum Zulai, Livnei Yodam. So the Gemara interprets the beginning of the Pasuk, Sarah Rishon Salachun, as referring to people davening outside of the shul. Those people who don't bother to go into the shul, and they drag the harum on the outside, so they're considered Rishon. So the Rishon is Salachun, Kerum Zulai, Livnei Yodam. So he asks, how do you read right there? At the beginning of the Pasuk, one could have interpreted the Pasuk as referring to something else, that they're Rishoyim, who are drain the Harum, Davin HaMelech, and they're out to get them. And nothing to do with davening. But once the Gemara interprets the Reish of the Korah, the first day of that Pasuk, and this Pasuk and Rateret, as referring to davening, so how do you go by there? My, how do you read the last phrase in the Pasuk? Kerum Zulus Mugnei Odom? Rashi and the Pasuk there hasn't come from a different Shah. Nothing to do with davening, not Shuk Hashem Yikrata. Yes. When you have a drush as chacham, you give a different level of interpretation on the pasuk. You don't just take that three words out of context. So, Rishon Salachon, check. Acham Askina is davening on the outside. You have to at least tie the whole pasuk. You often find the drushes in the Gemara. The Gemara is a drush on a pasuk in Chumash or the name of Kuvim, and we get the mistaken impression as if they're just taking one phrase out. You have to look in more drushes in the Gemara. They're not taking one phrase. They had an additional level of interpretation on the whole pasuk, and sometimes on the whole parsha. You have to have a little bit of key, it's in a lot of times in his story it points that out. He'll start quoting on Abitur Amnotum, Yalkut Shemayin, Eichel Abbasi, and he'll quote Ayushami, Sampav Ofen Amokah, and he'll put everything together, and he'll show you the way that Chacham had an additional level of interpretation on the whole parsha, not just on those three words. But that's what they asked over here. If you're giving me an additional level of interpretation on this pasuk, Shalom Yerushalayim Salach, and has something to do with davening in a shul, out of a shul, to gay writer, Kirum Zulus Levene Adam. Ramala, yeah! The writer refers to davening. He was Ram Shom, the Merum Shom Olam. Room means we're talking about very high issues. And Zulus Levene Adam, that people are mezalzel, they treat it like a nothing. He was Varim Tzvila is such an important thing that the person should admit that he's not in control of the world. He should make a statement of his Amunah that he believes in one God, Hashem Echad, and the Rabban Shalom is in full control of the world, and he's in the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me this, give me that, give me life, give me health, give me parnasa, because he believes that he doesn't necessarily, just because he's alive this minute, doesn't mean he's going to be alive next minute. Just because he's healthy now, doesn't mean he's not going to die in a minute from now. Just because he's wealthy, he has a good position now, he has a good parnasa, doesn't mean he's going to have the parnasa tomorrow. Something can go wrong. The person has to always dive into the Rabban Shalom. It's such an important thing. Such a Yisrael in Amunah that the Rabban Shalom has full control over everything. So davening is such a Dvar Shalom, the Beruma Shalom, is such a basic thing, such a basic issue that has to do with Yisrael Amunah. Well, the Neonim is also in the land. The people on the Zalz are davening. Not like they don't bother to go to shul. They go to shul, they're in the wrong direction. They're not Mechavim, the Shah Tzima. Terrible. So that's how you interpreted the Sefer Dikra. That's how you interpret the Sefer Dikra in connection with the Reish HaDikra, according to this line of interpretation, We have a Kalam in the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, I think, in Perek Bamei Isha Yoytus. The Gemara tells that Rav Tzopra was 18 years old and had lived in Yeshiva many, many years. And he never heard, he heard the Rebbe always said, Drashas Chachamim, Drashas, Drashas, Galor, and all of Sukkim and Tanakh. He never knew that any Mikiyat in Gekshutim. Until he was 18 years old and a drunk as up as Eichel Terah, then one day, one fine day, the Rebbe taught him, Eina Mikiyat in Gekshutim. So the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvot has a comment on that Gemara. He says, what does it mean? The Gemara didn't say, Ein Bamikra Elo Pshuto, that the only Pshat is the Pshuto Shalmikra. No! The Chiddush was, Fakir, that the Pshuto Shalmikra is also in there. Now, Tzopra was, like the Bachman of Yeshiva today, he was so used to the Drash of Chachamim, like when we learn from Mishra Rashi. Rashi a lot of times doesn't give the Pshuto Shalmikra. Rashi gives you Drashas, doesn't give you Pshuto Shalmikra. He was so used to the Drashas, he didn't think that the Pshuto Shalmikra was important. It didn't matter. You cannot derive any dina from the Pshuta Shal Mikra. You can only derive dina based on it. If you have a pasuk that has a drasha chacham, that pasuk that doesn't have any drasha, let's say it says, let's ask from Shal Didisha. Of course, the Pshuta Shal Mikra is binding. That's all. They know the way it's better. But if you have a pasuk, and the chachamim have a whole interpretation on that pasuk, the Rapapa thought that the Pshuta has to be ignored, and we only follow the halacha the drasha. And after many years of learning, he learned another piece of information. Ein hamikra yetsim midei pshuta, that pshuta is also evident. Not only in the drashas, the drashas was never the faktikar. He thought the pshuta was irrelevant. Then he found out that the pshuta was also relevant. So you have a lot of pshuta when you have pshuta, and then you have an additional level of interpretation. You have more than one additional level of interpretation. And this pasuk you have, Sarah Rishon Salachim Kirum Dulus Levinei Adam Rashi on the Teret and Tehillim, tells you what the pshuta is. That if David HaMelech complaining to Birbash, we have so many enemies, we're allowed to get him. And he's not paranoid. He's talking, you have a lot of enemies. And then he says, Pirul Zulus, look at the other, he says, they're all miserable in me, they're all attacking me. I was a little shepherd, and they made me into the king. Pirul Zulus, look at the other. I reached such a high level, from such a low level, and everyone's out to get me. And Rashi says on this part, you can tell him that's the Pshutus on Mikra. He's describing his personal situation, that he has a lot of enemies, who are just out to get him on this point, on that point, on the other point. And the Gemara before gave an additional level of interpretation over and above the Pshuto. And now the Gemara is going to give an additional level of interpretation, but they're not going to give us the whole Pshat on the whole Pshat. They're only going to give us the Pshat on the additional level of interpretation on the second half of the Pshat. They're not going to go back to give the first half. Rabbi Yechon of Rav Loza, Dami Chavai, Rav Loza was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. Usually the Talmud is followed the Rebbe's Pshat. Rabbi Yechon, Rav Loza, both of them said Pshat, Kirim Zulas, Lubayon, and what is it referring to? It's referring to a person who is not in detainment. He has to, as Akon goes to Andre, he has to ask for the dovis, he has to beg for a pilot, he has to beg for a job by someone else. He's not an independent person as far as money is concerned. Kiddush in the time of Adam Labriyot, when a person has to beg from others, Panav Nishtana is Kikrum. It's from embarrassment, his face will change colors like an animal whose face changes colors, and the name of that animal is a kirum. Shenemar kirum zulois l'bnei yodam. When the person becomes so humiliated that he has to come out to others, then he's mishtan. What is a kirum? Right? So he says it's a bird. What is a kirum? Yosha Rabdini, when Rabdini came, this was the Shah Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Loza lived in Eretz Yisrael. So the Babli is quoting the Isaac Talmidim went from Eretz to Babel back and forth. The Hachal Hashem, the Hashem Rocha. So these get tidbits of Pshatim and tidbits of Psokim and pieces of information. What's doing over there? So they heard this Pshat from Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Loza, but they didn't know the whole Pshat. But Yosha Rabdini, when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he was Mashman the Pshat, and he said, what is this Kirum? What are they talking about, a Kirum? The story is that Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Loza are referring to a certain kind of a bird in the distant areas of Krum Shemo, and his name is Krum. When the sun shines on this bird, he starts changing to different colors. At the end of that pasuk, they didn't tell us the beginning of the pasuk. According to this level of interpretation, he didn't tell you the rest. The summit is another matter somewhere else. Not from this and not from here. You have to look in the office of money some more majority to see how this chat fits into the whole cosmic, perhaps to the whole passion.
And you have a lot of times talking which never, the path doesn't apply, like by Yoko.
No, that's the one and only cosmic. Like Mark is only one cosmic in the whole Tanakh that Mikra is yet in the Pshuta, that the Pshuta from Mikra is Mamish Garnish. Why have Chorsha tell Yochum HaShem Ach Mameis, and why have Chorsha Mameis Yisro? that the one and only Pasuk Gemara says in the whole Chumash that it's Yechid Bekshut. And then some interpret, that's how the Rav said all this, some interpret Bashir Ashir. The Kiva said, Kol Asram Kodesh, Bashir Ashirim, Kodesh Kadashim, the Tanayim, Adam Machloikis, whether they're really Chof Talid, Kiska Kodesh, are they really Chof Talid from? So there was a Machloikis regarding the Gila Sesna, the Shaila on Kehelas, and there was a Shaila on Shir Ashir. So the Bakiva says, Chas Shalom, there never was such a Shaila, Kol Asram Kodesh, Bashir Ashirim, it's Kodesh Kadashim. Why is it Kodesh Kadashim? The Rav said a pshat and others have the Torah. Nima writes this pshat that in all of the Torah and there's pshuto and there's drushes also and the pshuto is endless and the drushes are endless and the shashim, the pshuto is not endless. It's only the drushes. It's only the drush. The pshuto is not. It's not a love song at all. It's only a love story between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. So he said that that's why Rabbi Kiva refers to it as Kurdish Kadosh. But all the other Torahim is Kurdish and either has a pshuto and then you have Ramazim. So the fact that it has a pshuta shal mikra somehow diminishes the level of kedusha, takes away a little bit from the Ramazan. And Shir Hashirim is only Ramazan. There's no pshuta at all, so that's why he refers to it as kedusha kadosh. But aside from the Shir Hashirim, the only other pasuk that the Gemara says is the one pasuk. Why of kedusha teilei? That's the one pasuk Gemara says in the moment that hamikra yekim de pshuta. If you read every phrase in the pasuk separately, and it doesn't mean that the first baby that's born should be named after the nisra. It's not at all so. Yeah. The Rambam in the Hagdamah to the Tirush HaMishnayis divides up the different halakim of Torah Shabbat. He says there's such a thing as halakim of Sinai, different kind of Torah Shabbat. And then he says there are Pirushim, the Kubalim, the Sinai. And he gives us a mashal like a Hazayim, a Priyetzadr, that refers to Esther, gives you a few Nishon. So Rav Soloveitchik said he thinks that that means, what is that category of Ayatollah? He said he thinks that that means that that's Pshita Shom Mitzvah. But the Rambam says that is the Pshuto Shom Nikra. He said, "My Nachkinina, let's say Malam is teaching the Yeshiva. He's teaching little children, and he can't go teach every complicated Rashi. So he wants to find Shabbos to keep Pshuto. So as long as he translates what it says in Tazim Ungle, Pshuto Shom Nikra is good enough. This Mechuyif to say over all the Rashi's Chachom on every part. What if on this part the Rebbe is not going to bother to say Ayin Tachatayim means Mam? So say keep Pshuto. So would you say the Pshuto Shom Nikra is the Pshuto Ayin Tachatayim?" But Allah the Tosh Baba says that it's not so. So the Rav said, no, that's why the Rambam calls this a new category of Pirushim HaMikubalim. The Maisha Mitzvah means that this is the Pirush in the Pasuk. It's not, well, look after the Yamarishim Priyat Tazar. Allah says that you only have to take an estric, but the Pshuta Shamikri is to take any nice fruit. No! That's one of the Pirushim HaMikubalim. The Maisha Mitzvah, that's the Pshuta Shamikri. That's the truth. The problem is that in the Mara Nebuchim, he doesn't say like that. The Rav wants to give a whole brush about that. In the Mara Nebuchim, the Rambam, we assume the Mara Nebuchim was written by the Rambam. There were so many times against the Mara Nebuchim, this led Rabbi Yankel Sandler to say that it wasn't written by the Rambam. He denied that it was written by the Rambam. It's such decisions. It's written by the same person who wrote all the other, everything else. There's so many comparisons. It's hard to deny that the Mara Nebuchim was written by the Rambam. So the Mara Nebuchim, he writes...
He wrote it in Arabic.
Yeah. Yeah, and Akhenami, that's true. Now we have new translations of the Moran Nebuchim, that some places there's no similarity living at then. The same thing with the Tirush HaMishnah is a translation. It was also written in Arabic and it was translated. And now they have new translations, and quite a few places the new translations are totally, totally different from the old translations. Yeah, but we have to, even for the new translations, in the both, the new and the old, this section of the Mandukhim reads that about Ayin Tachatayim, he says, the Torah writes what the din should have been. What he really deserves is that it should be Ayin Tachatayim. And the Torah Shabbat says that we don't give him such a strict judgment, we give him a break. But the Rambam in the Mandukhim sounds like he's learning that the Pshuta from Nikra means literally Ayin Tachatayim. The Rambam came home, Rosh HaTachatayim, Dina Taki from the Arachim. Because of then, sometimes what we really deserve to have been punished with, and Lamaisa what we punish him with. But the Rambam in the Tirush HaMishnayis sounds like the same otherwise. He considers this Ayin Tachatayim series as one of the Tirushim on the Kabbalah and Moshe Sinai. Sounds like he's running with. That's the Pshuto Shel Mikra. That's not two different levels of interpretation. This is the Pshuto. This is.
That they want to
unpassion
and force it. Maybe they don't use it as a
Malik. Could be.
There is no
country
why there is no
title. Yes, could be. The next mandama also speaks, Rabban Rabbat Adam Shadrai, they also speak about the embarrassment that people suffer in connection with taking a handout, having to beg from others, giving Yidam Bishnei Dina Meshamayim. It's mamish like dying twice, like going to Gehenim. He burnt alive and then he drowned. Shememar, he got to heaven. Shememar, Shemu, one of our Eshav HaMayim. This is our drosh. This is not Shemitish HaMitzah. The Rashi says the drosh is, Avraham Noisha has it in Targum Unkelis language in Aramaic. The word Rashia means a Noisha. If I owe you money, I'm called a Rashia. So Hilkat the Enesh Lir Hashem, it doesn't mean you put someone above us. We have someone over us, Lir Hashem on top of our head, on top of us. So now the Hilkat the Enesh Lir Hashem, we owe somebody money. If we owe people money, those are good fellas. Some people owe money, that's the way they live. It's all right. Then I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a person aggravated about the fact that he owes so many debts and he can't pay. It's not his, it's not the way he wants. But that's Marshall of Marshall Abadayla. It's one of the issues of money since we died twice. It's not such a thing with us. The Omarat called Omarat Hune. He must quote another statement from Rahune. Before it was Rahune, now they quote another statement. The Omarat Hune is already to the Saminka. You have to be very careful to daven this. 20 minutes later, you have to be careful. Some shopping, two time buyers, Musaf, Nila, what does it mean? But the Mephoshim explained, it means, let's say the person has a chayla b'tav beis. He has a problem with panos. So he wants to add on a tefillah in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. So hotab leiris, he just added on to shopping, to Nila, and Myris. So which tefillah, let's say he's going to daven extra special bariches with the special kavanah. Right? He should daven the kavanah, all the things. He doesn't have enough time. He doesn't have enough time. So which tefillah should he put all the kerechas into? So that's not when it says put all of the extra kerechas into mincha. Yehi adam mizor the tefillah tam mincha shareh liyol and then elah the tefillah tam mincha shenemar. Well, he had the yesik with the yodzei avodah zarah. So it says, Ayi baloi tam mincha and they were makriv the korban tamas shel ben avayim. Ayi yeshel yo anoyim. Ayi yomer yidam tar kodesh bogu. And he said, Aneni Hashem Aneni, and he was answered with the Yeshman Hashemai. So you see that if you have to pick one tefillah, it's not really a good riot.
Right. Maybe it ends with a time of heaven.
Yeah, they were debating the whole day, and he said, okay, I'll give you a couple of hours and do something, and then we're dancing and screaming and nothing works. And then he said, okay, just not to sing my turn, not to sing, and I was just happy to be there. It was a minchah time. What do you want to do? Shabbat is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a minchah time. But the Gemara still says, since he was men at the day, he was on minchah. So that shows that the Ikea Kodesh is the first
time. He had to prolong it, so that time.
No, yeah. Don't you remember? Could be. Hey, when he was Makir of the Mincha on the Mincha, he made a Mincha, it wasn't the Beit HaMikdash, he brought a Korban Mincha on the Mincha. Yeah, Korban Mincha. But by means, there's man, it's late in the afternoon. He brought that Korban at his man, that by Yat is his man of Tuesday. And he davened at that time, Aneni Hashem Aneni. So he marked comments here parenthetically. This has nothing to do with the passage with the other drasha. Aneni Hashem Aneni. Why did he say twice Aneni? Aneni Shiteri Deshmin Hashemai. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu show that ours is the true religion, that theirs is the false religion. Aneni the second time, Shalom Amai. I'm not a magician, and it's really national. But the Echad and Oman, not only Mincha is a good time, Meirev is also a Mesugal, special Mesugal. If the person has a special Torah and he can't daven all the Tzilas to Kavana Yisera, so either Mincha or Meirev is good. Why? After Tzilas Tavish and Emma, Tikkun Tzilas Yisera, so for now, Hamas is Kappai Mincha Torah. The Mincha Torah Balayel is also good. Okay, either Mincha or Meirev is acceptable. And Ramah Mayitav disagrees, but he says they're all the same. No difference, Shaka and Mincha, it's all the same thing. Doesn't make any difference. After Rosh Hashanah, Hashem back to Tishma Kodesh, back to Kol HaSapeh. Doesn't matter, Shachat Zin Chamayim, it's all the same. You should learn, you should always be Mechavim. And if you can't, which one should you be? It's found the first tefillah that happens to come along. You should be Mechavim by that tefillah, whenever you have time. Whenever you have, the presence of mind, and you're going to be Mechavim. Yom HaKal HaMavun, he quotes another member of HaFun. Kol HaNenim Mishud HaFkos, so these are all HaFun's members. If you participate in a wedding,
That's called Kulas Chosin. His mana Gemara, the Chosin used to pay for the wedding. Later, that's why the Gemara has seen it based on that assumption. The Gemara says that if the couple gets married and the husband comes to bed the very next day, they get married on Sulam Nishas Kliyam Arzi. His mother used to get married on Wednesday. So that in case the bride, she's not a tzuma, she's a bula, she may have come to bed the next day, and he will be there to say that she was a bula. Why is he never asking a tzubasa? He gave a tzuba his mukhid, and all of a sudden, later on, the guy says, let's say, I give you a shot that says I owe you $1,000, and I come to bed the next day and say, it's a mistake, I don't owe you the money. So they won't believe me. So the Gemara asks him, tzubas, why am I believed to say that it's a mistake that she was a bula? Why should you take this birth to it? He's a Baldova. She'll admit that she'll be murdered, that she's a fool. I don't know if they committed them. How can you take my word for the Gemara? No. In order to let the Sudan up to me, he just paid $25,000 for the wedding yesterday. He's going to go through with the wedding just in order to... he really wants to divorce her and the whole thing is a fraud. It must be that he's telling the truth. So that whole assumption only makes sense and then directly to the Mafina if he's spending the money. But if the girl's father's paying for the wedding, that doesn't prove anything. And in the later generation, the mini was mishtabit. That the girl's part, the girl's family pays for the truth. So some later acharyim say, why was the mini mishtana? Because it is Gemara. I think it was a shepherd. So the Gemara says here, if you participate in a wedding on the shepherd brothers, and you're not misameya properly, so you're able to come avayris, so that's only if the chosin paid. But if the chosin didn't pay, then you're not able to avayris. It's not called a shul of chosin. The chosin shot is a shul of chosin. You don't have to do it. It doesn't matter who pays for it. Even if the people pay on their own, everybody buys the salami. Yeah, if you're participating in the Suda Smith, you're not there. So that's the issue. What's the
difference?
The Yosin in the same letter. The Pashtus? Yes, the Pashtus. The Shmeribot. Anyway, I'll let him see the Chasin later. It sounds like a person is eating at a Chasin or a Shemekrotis, and he's not Mesameach the Chasin. How are we supposed to be Mesameach the Chasin? So from the cook on the side of Ebenezer, right, he didn't check. Or you crack some jokes. He says, oh, you dance nicely. Rashi writes on the top line on the second column here. Neely, the Samech, we might have before. Agra, the Behilula, Neely, the Ikaskar, for dancing in a wedding, a Behilula is Neely. What do you mean, Neely? So Rashi says, a Samech, a Chasim, is burned. So some say to give it to Rashi, and some say to sing. Some say to crack a joke. Whatever. So the Gemara says, okay, from the food of Chosin, we're not misamechem properly, you have to give the proper matana, whatever, proper job. Yeah, uh-huh. Oizra b'chamisha koyla, say he's over in Eastern. What do you mean, he's over koyla? You have an essay, you have a loisa, the mother of chamisha koyla, Rashi is told to have that. What kind of a loisa of chamisha koyla? Rashi says, mizalza b'chamisha koyla, shibirach lema kodish bohu as Yisroel. He's not weighed properly. The first thing cannot be described that there should be kolsosim, kolsukha, kolchosim, kolkala, kolom hozo as Hashem tzvokai, that when you have a chasin, there should be an occasion for rejoicing, and he wasn't properly mishtantif and rejoicing, so he's not fulfilling that mitzvah. Yes. The Samka, what if he does participate properly, what if he isn't Sameach? Nes, Chorei, so what is he? Zerchasim, so the Morisim, that it's going to be Nida, Kenegin, Nida. Since he did this chasin, the mitzvah, being Sameach, the chasin, he will be zechet to something either connected here that has a shaykh. What's the shaykh? I'm a Bishop Malady. Zechet the Torah Shinit and the Chamisha Koyim the Shilema. It says, my man has seen a parish of Yisra, Ibn Yom HaShlishi. They were preparing for 3 days before Kabbalah the Torah. But Ibn Yom HaShlishi, he heard that Berger early in the morning, but he called us and everybody fell asleep. The letter says, they were all waiting in anticipation, then they fell asleep. At the night of Shavuot. That's the Morgan Avram, because that's why we have a minute to stay up all night as a kapodah, to make up for the fact that the name fell asleep. So they all fell asleep, so the Bosh wanted to wake him up. So he started making noises. He called us to drop him. He made noises to wake everybody up. So it says, kolos, two kolos. Not a kolos, not a kolos. The kol is one. The kolos shayfer is another one. Well, the king of the enemy kol is another one. So it says, kolos is two, kol. It's five kolos. The prince over there, it says five times kolos and kolos and kolos five. And the Tarsic in Yirmiyah. Here it says the word kol five times. You can see that there's a shaykhis. Therefore, the person will be zechet to perish. Great thing about Kashif, but it's no tushto. Here it says seven times. By Nami Hasin it says seven times kol. Amy! The whole five is not correct. Oksib kol ham loim nisa kol loz. Another two. So it's seven. So there's not even five connected five. Everything more no. Or some colors, the Kurdish Matas are out. It says they saw those colors that we mentioned in the previous passage, the five colors that were previously mentioned. What's the two spell over here?
would have been better to work at Europe. It was like similar to this house, this town.
Yes.
It would have been...
Well, kind of a Nida Kenega Nida. It's a hotel at the Kikimura. Nida Kenega Nida should be... He'll have to... Why the Nida Kenega Nida will be there at Tara at Kikimura? So perhaps the shot is... Perhaps the pshat is based on the Gemara in the end of the Maharsha, I can quote. So in the first, you quote part of the pshat, you don't quote all. The Gemara at the end of Perek Avol Yivinta, the Gemara says in Yivamis, the end of Perek Avol Yivinta, the middle of Yivamis, the Gemara talks about all the Mishnah, the Gemara talks about the Mishnah of Tehu Religi. The Gemara talks there, Ashari Bala Yishra, the fellow is single, he doesn't get married, so he's missing out on a lot of things. Ashari Bala Yitimcha, Ashari Bala Yitaybo, Bala Yitaybo, Bala Yitaybo, and one of the things, Ashari Bala Yitaybo, he's missing Tehu. And when a person, loves Tal Tehu, Tal Tehu, So Lord tells Hayot Tav Lavad, a person is single, so he's missing out on Tav. And when he gets married, then he's Echad to Tav. So perhaps based on that Gemara, if you understand the Gemara in Sochim, on Daf Mem Tes, the Gemara says that the Mishnah there in Sochim is discussing what's the Sudas Mitzvah, what's the Sudas Mitzvah. If you want to look, if you want to find out what's considered the Sudas Mitzvah, what's the Sudas Mitzvah, where do you find it in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Pesach, of all places, because the Mishnah appears in Sochim and Daf Mem Ches and Mem Tes. At the end of the day, what you're doing over there, so the din is Menatera, if you have comments, Menatera, the Bittul, the Yom Masagi. If you're Mabatul, the comments, so you're not over, if you're Mabatul before Pesach, come. On Pesach, you can't say you're Mabatul, the comments. Mabatul, the comments before Pesach, so Menatera, that's sufficient. But the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to be lying on Bittul, the comments, you have to be Mabai, the comments, you have to burn it. You have to get it out of the house and destroy it. Sell it, whatever. So the Gemara says, Mishnah says, what if the fellow on Eretz Pesach, in the morning, he's traveling to a bridge. He's traveling to Boston for good. Then he's going to come back home for the Seder, late in the afternoon. And then as he's there on the airplane, the month is this, he forgot his chametz at home. So he has a brave. Either he'll be mevatel the chametz and rely on a dindaraisa, or he'll come back home and miss the bris, miss the tikkun aden, miss whatever. He's going to shel brachot on Eretz Yisrael, chasme, whatever. So the Mishnah says it depends. If he's going to a Sudas, if he's going to a Sudas Mitzvah, if he's going to a Zvan Mitzvah, or even a meal, but it's a Sudas Mitzvah, then the Chachamim allow you to rely on the Dinda Raisa, the drink will be on the Sadi, and you'll burn it when you have an opportunity, you'll burn it. But if he's only going for a party, he loves an engagement party, or whatever, a college reunion, something like that, it's not a Zvan Mitzvah. So then the Chachamim said, no, you're not allowed to rely on the Dinda Raisa, you have to destroy the Chametz. So the Gemara there has a little bit of a discussion, what's the Siddur Mitzvah, what's the Siddur Rishus, what if they had Eretz, and what if they had Nisuin, all 7 days, the first day, a little bit of a discussion. That's when it's in the garden, and it was Pesach, and the long discussion with all the later parts in court, because the Chavis Yair, the Chavis Yair, the Siddur Ayin Shana, the Chavis Yair, the when a person reaches the age of 7 days, and the Siddur Mitzvah, and you say Shech Yonu, and when you reach the age of 70, the Chachamim called him into a room, and he dragged the Chachamim, and when you reach the age of 80, the age of 80, the age of 60, what's called the Sunnah Tushun? So you can go down the long Arichas there, and Hilchas Pesach. So the Gemara makes a statement there, it's only considered a Sudas Mitzvah when a Chachamim and Talah get married, if the Chachamim is a Talah Chachamim. When a Talah Chachamim gets married, nothing. So Siddur Tzarishus. Siddur Tzarishus? Why? Why did it Siddur Tzarishus? And that's where the Mordechai quotes in the Maharam Rittenberg, about him and if Balabas gets married, nothing, not a Siddur Tzarishus. But if he sings shiurs, this is Shvachas to the Rebbe Shalom, and you thank him about the Shidda, that converts it into a Siddur Tzarishus. He says, there are three Siddur that eat our Purim, a Sudas Mitzvah says lots of such remain Mishnah the simple. But our Chanukah and Chachon will never be stuck in a Sudah. But if he sees Shiras and sees Rachas, he prays the Rebbeinu Shalom on Yisim Alon HaKoron, and then he converted into a Sudas Mitzvah. So that's quoted in the Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam quotes that the Sudah Shoreis in the Chanukah is only Sudas Rishu. So that's he sees Shiras and sees Rachas, it's converted into a Sudas Mitzvah. And then the Magad Avram says, Vua Dinami, if a Balabas gets married, Rishkan Talachon, Balabas gets married, sings Shiras and sees Rachas. So that makes it into a Sudas Mitzvah. So there's Pasemes and there's Rashas in one place. Coming a Chanukah, I think. In one place in the Joshes, there's a sign against the Magad Avram. Chanukah, no, what's it? Maybe it's only a Chanukah. In Chanukah, there's something to begin with. It should be like Purim. But it's not like Purim. So if you sing Shiras and Sishbach, make it like Purim. And Amoros gets married. And maybe it should be nothing. Even if you sing Shiras and Sishbach, it should be nothing. If you look in the original source, it's Purim Fakir. The original Shiras and Maram Rutma gave the Chaf and Amoros. The Gemara says in Sochem on Memtah, it's only a Sudas Mitzvah when you get married if it's a Tamakon. A plain guy gets married, Nishkin Sudas Mitzvah. Tell it to Gemara. And the Maharam Rishnik says that's only if you don't think serious and stuff. Think serious and stuff, then it becomes a serious mitzvah. When he's getting married. Who are the Nami? Hanukkah. So he comes, and the Sasharis comes, and he says, well, only Hanukkah and a hot top there. The original Maharam Rishnik was, the whole thing was on the coast. So what's the pshat mean? Tomorrow, what's the pshat in Maharam Rishnik? The whole thing is a hot top. So the pshat is like this. The Gemara holds, why is it considered a Surah Mitzvah when a Tamachokim gets married? Well, why is it considered a Surah Mitzvah when you get married? So the Summit of the Gemara means like this, that Ashari Pelei Yisha Shari Pelei Teiro, the fellow who's not married, doesn't know how to learn. I mean, he doesn't know how to learn. The best guy in Yeshiva. Every guy gets married. The best guy in Lechba. The best guy in Yeshiva. He doesn't know how to learn. He means as good as he is, if he's interested in learning after the Chasana, then he's going to be Matzich and learning going to Shtag and learn it more. So when he gets married, the chasana, the occasion of the chasana is considered a new Kabbalah Satorah. So when you have a Kabbalah Satorah, there's a din, you have to have a suzah. He mentioned on many occasions. The Gemara says that they used to make a seer, used to make a party when they made a seer and a sister. Why? So the Ramban says, Achumit, it is based on the Pasuk. It says, Vayesh Nesol Akim, Vayoku, Vayishto, Vikashet Nesudah, the generous of her. When you have a Kabbalah Satorah, has seen her eyes, it says, Vayesh Nesol Akim, Vayoku, Vayishto, they made a simcha. That's why the Gemara says, "How come we did not say it?" Even on the Lachem, Yom Shem Mitzvah by Teira. Then on Pesach and on Rosh Hashanah and on Sukkot, there's a Machlokes that doesn't really show whether you have to have big meals or not. And on Sukkot, how come everybody thinks you have to have lavish meals? Because Yom Shem Mitzvah by Teira. So the Achrayim ask, "Gadol Abenu, they should sit and learn all day and daven all day." But they have Ruchni, and they say, "No, we learn out from the Pesach that the Ramban quoted that Medrash." You have to make a siddur, that's what you learn after the person. You show my mother when he woke up and he asked her in his dream, how could his father come ask for any wish and it will be granted, and he asked for Chachmas HaTorah and it was granted, and then he made a siddur. Why? Because of Kabbalah HaTorah. So when the Chassan gets married, if he's a Talmud Chacham and he gets married, he's going to continue learning after the Chassan, and then he's going to be there at the Torah, so that's a new Kabbalah HaTorah. So not only do you have to celebrate on the occasion of the first Kabbalah HaTorah on Shavuot, when you accept the Torah anew, when the Chassan gets married, it has to be in Kabbalah HaTorah anew to learn more, you have to celebrate again. So that's why the Gemara says that it only constitutes a Surah Mitzvah if it's a Talmud Chacham is getting married. So the occasion is one, it's Kabbalah HaTorah. That's how you understand this Gemara. He's Zeichel HaTorah. Those who are the Tameach HaChassan, when the Chassan is a Talmud Chacham, like the Gemara says, there I'm certain that it's only a Surah Mitzvah if it's a Talmud Chacham getting married. Who wants to continue learning after he gets married? So the occasion of his chasen is a new Kabbalah HaTorah. So those who are participating in that simcha are participating in the simcha of what? Of Kabbalah HaTorah. And neither can I get these. They'll be zeicher. So be zeicher to Torah. They're interested. They're not going to open a sefer. It's not going to sway in by osmosis. They'll open a sefer. So they're not going to have to be zeicher to Torah. So the Maharam Rishnik says, and he means it. And now Maharam gets married. He's not going to learn. It's not a Surah Mitzvah. So he says, no, it's a Surah Sidonia. If you let that person is a chaylev in a shrap, that person who was yisasurim in a yisasurim, a person who graduates college, has a 50th wedding anniversary, a 70th birthday, whatever, some special occasion, and the person wants to thank the Rebbe Shlom, so it says in the Chumash that he brings the carbon tied in the Beit HaMikdash, and then it explains the Chumash, how come the carbon tied is a kashrut kala? And all kashrut kala normally eat nishneyam in all kashrut kala. There's only one kashrut kala, shlamim. The Rambam writes in the Pesach Mishnah to Kachin, there's only one Kachin Kal, Shlomim. Everything is really a branch of Shlomim. That's the Karba, Maitra, Pesach, and Taida, it's all a branch of Shlomim. That's what he means. The Gemara Rabbah doesn't say that. Gemara says only that Taida is a branch of Shlomim. One letter says the Karba is a Pesach. But the Rambam says they're all branches in the same Kachin. Kachin is different. It's Kachin, the Roshim, the Zoyla, Mincha. Everything is separate. And Kachin Kal, the Rambam says it's all one, it's basically a Shlomim. So Shlomim is really good. Man, Shnei Yomim V'lai Lechus. How come a carbon tater is Mishkane? But it's only Yomim V'lai Lechus. How come it's carbon tater? It's also different, but it doesn't discuss it. So the Nesip says, how come Man, Shnei carbon tater, that it's only Yomim V'lai Lechus? So he explains, and it should explain in his Zira Chumash Parashas Tzav, I think, the whole purpose of the carbon tater is you invite all of your friends and guests, and neighbors and relatives, and you give a party, and then you thank the Rebbe Shalom in public. So you want to have twice as many people when you thank the Rebbe Shalom. If you can eat it for 2 days, so you have the same 25 people today and tomorrow. We want to have 50 people. So we say, you got to sit. The third says, you have to eat the whole carbon today. You have to light our customers. You have to invite twice as many guests. A baroid, a lemosh, and a candy, how do you suppose to say? You learn the end of the broth is closed. Right? No, the Gemara quotes about the Avod Dizim Hodes. The Moshe is saying Mehalu. The first Daphne Herit Aroya is the Gemara quotes. About the Yeramu, the Sahalam, the bottom of Nun Dadan of the base. The Hasidim say that on the Friday afternoon, before Mincha, that's Perek and Tum. The Ramu Bekalam of Moshe Benkenim Yehalamu. So it says, the Ramu Bekalam, you have to praise, you have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom in public. That's the whole idea, because in Taizah. So that's why it's only Nechal Yom, the Lailah HaSas, in order to have twice as many people invited. So the Mitzvah says, that's the idea behind the Sudas HaDoyah. Sudas HaDoyah is the Sudas Mitzvah Menater, which states it, Karbon Taizah. That's what Karbon Taizah is all about. You invite all the people, they should eat and drink and be in a happy mood. And when they're in a happy mood, they should be able to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what his mother says in Titus. Let's say it doesn't rain in Eretz Yisrael and the crops are not going to grow and the people are going to die from starvation, there's not going to be any water, nothing to eat. So the fellows are the sarcona for the whole community, so they go to Titus. And what happens if we go to Titus and it rains? If we go to Titus and it rains in the middle of the Titus, so the Gemara says, after thanks to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that he answers the prayer. So everybody should go home and eat, and then after they finish eating, then they should come to Shul and they should say hallel. So the Gemara says, why do they first go home and eat, and then they say hallel? What's this? They can't say hallel, but them to 10 minutes say the hallel, then go home. The Gemara says, no, I'll be around there. Ain't on hallel, I'll carry some lay of the message to say, we want them to say hallel, and they're in a good mood. So thanks to saying, but we say hallel, we're excited in the morning, before you eat, we don't eat, we want it. They says, no, that's just a hallel, that's not a hallel the Shatan has. We're talking a hallel the Shatan has, that has to be the carrot malaya, the nefesh desire, after you finish eating. That's the whole idea of a carbon title, the Siddhas HaGoya, that you eat and you drink and you're in a good, happy mood. When the person is physically in a good mood, then he can settle me in the proper spirit, in the proper framework, proper frame of mind, to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for the Yeshua.
Right?
That's what the Balamur says. Yeah. That it's really a halal, the Shatanes. The whole of them have a Mishashim Kilo Yatim Tan Achso. So it's a halal, the Shatanes. So you really want to eat first and then say the halal later. So we sandwich in the meal in between halal. We say a little halal before, a little halal after, to show that this is the whole food is the food of Chayyidoy. That's what the Balamur says. And then sitting in Zagor also has an Arisa Sanat. But that's the idea, really, the Halal on Mel Pesah is like the Halal of the Shah Sanat. So that's what the Maharam Ritmer says, that if an Amhorit gets married, true, it's not an occasion of a new Kabbalah HaTorah, he can't assume in the Kabbalah HaTorah, that's why he's a Chayyidat Zubah, he's not the Kabbalah, he's not interested in learning so much. His Kabbalah HaTorah Shavuot, that's all. He was not the Kabbalah, he didn't have any additional Kabbalah. But still, he's happy that he got married, that he's signed with Basherta, so it's a very special occasion in his life. So he wants to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. So you have a Siddur Chayyidoy, that's what he says. It doesn't mean that he sings Taktun. If you sing, whatever, India Geffen. No, it means if you sing Shira Tzitzis Bokhoi, you say thank the Rebbeinu Shalom over the fact that he found the Shira, that she found her Zidik and he found his Zidik. So then it's Nikva as a Siddur Chayyidoy. Or if someone gets up and he says it's Russia, we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for this occasion, that they found each other and are happy and we wish them everything. You thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, that converted into a Siddur Chayyidoy. So that's what the Maharam Rutmer says, who has an Ami Am Chanitya. I'm for him, God's assessment to the Simcha, for him is a Siddur Mitzvah, even if you don't sing anything. Shabbos and Yom Tov is a Siddur Mitzvah, you don't sing anything. A Talmud Chacham gets married, and you have a party, even if no one sings anything, they can sing in their Geffen. You don't have to sing Shabbos and Shabbos. But if an Amorit gets married, and it's not a Kabbalah HaTorah, or it's Chanukah, there's no Takanas Chacham Shabbos Siddur, you can always convert it into a Siddur Chayyidoy. Let's say Glad. Every day I wake up in the morning, I'm very happy that I'm alive another day. But every morning I'm going to have breakfast to make a Siddur Chayyidoy. Just after it's a little silly. We say bread. We say all the prophets, we thank to the Rebbeinu Shalom, but to make a Siddur Chayyidoy every day, that's a little ridiculous.
Say halal every day.
Yeah, it's like saying halal every day. It's not nikkur, but if you have a special occasion like Hanukkah, something happened in history. So we know what the Siddur Chayyidoy is. Well, if your brother got there, it's really good on Mars. But he's also happy, he's thanking.
Yeah.
Very appreciative. He's very appreciative. We have to appreciate everything that Rebbeinu Shalom does. And if he does outstanding things, I didn't. He hopes it's once in a lifetime, as Yashida. And he wants to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. He said it next time. So perhaps that's how you read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Nim, Nisamcha, Neskara, and if he properly, Nisamech, Nechot. So he participated in this, in the Tudas Chasana. What the Skar meaning can I get leave? For the first one, I'm going to say Zechon Beferre, because the Suda of Tachasana is the Suda of the Kavit Kabbalah Satara, as the Gemara said in the Tachim on Daphne and Teh, that it only constitutes the Suda of Mitzvah if it's a Talmud Chacham of the Ayin Nair, then there's a new Kabbalah Satara. The Zechon Beferre, she needs to become Mishkar. Then the next one, I'm going to say, Rabbi Abba Amakil, he could curb and say though. even if it's an Amoris who's getting married, but the Maharam Mutmer said if he sees Shivas as his brother, he can only convert it into a Siddhis Haidoya. And Siddhis Haidoya is the Siddhis Mitzvah that they're writing in the civics plane based on the Mitzvah of Carbon Taida. And he says, Mita Kenegan Mita, Kiva Hikra of Carbon Taida, you are participating in the Siddhis Haidoya. If a Tamachos gets married and he sees Shivas as his brother, don't go to Siddhis Haidoya. It's not that it's only a Siddhis Kapal as a parent. If he thinks Shivas is not a brother, he says, Kiva Hikra of Carbon Taida Shanema. That pasuk in Yirmiyah that speaks about Kofas and Kofim says, Mavim Toy, the Beit Hashem, is considered Kiva, they brought a carbon toy because they've converted the student into a Siddhis Haidoya. In addition to the Zechel of Taurus, not that he's creaking on the first Madon. He says like, that's where the Maharam wouldn't start. It's a Gadafon, so this is Gemara. Must imply, if you see Shiris and Sishvokha, it's not Yigunim. If you thank the Rabbani Shalom, then you convert it into a Siddhis Haidoya. The next man's on the top of the Shnei Rav, not by Yitzchak Oma, in addition to the two, is a third Chinek. He will bono achas b'chumit Yishlam Shenema, ki yoshe v'shvut hod ki v'rishoyno omar Hashem. What is the pshat on this gemar? This is a strange gemar. So I thought perhaps the pshat was the following. The gemar says in, gemar says in Yivomit and in other places also, Eim l'zavit bua, shikhu kon v'sham 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 when a certain number of Jewish babies will be born. The Gemara envisions as this. There's some chamber in heaven that's called Guf, Gimel Rav Pei. And all the Yishin Nishamas are in that chamber. And when all of those Nishamas will come down into this world, and they'll all be born, Pesach says they're not Goyishin Nishamas. Pesach says they're writing them only Yishin. No Goyishin Nishamas in that chamber. And all of these Nishamas will be brought into the world, then Mashiach will come. That's what the contemporary posting talk about when we talk about the issue of birth control, so they say, look, there are lots of whatever, but you might be a Hamashiach. The more children you have, you hate to be a Hamashiach. The Gemara says that every time another baby is born. The Gemara even says there's one opinion in the Gemara that if a person had a son and a daughter, he had children, and they die, the one opinion in the Gemara says that is yet to the Mitzvah Pirulu. We don't talk like that. We talk that if the children die before they themselves had their own children, so you're not yet to Pirulu, because the Pirulu, the nature of the Mitzvah is, but so for all, the Shabbos is certain, they should be, replace themselves. Yeah. But the first mandam of the Gemara holds that you are Yosef. Why? Because the whole purpose of the Mitzvah period is to hasten Biyas HaMashiach. And he hastened, even if they die, I'm in love with HaShichu, come to Shalmish Rabu. That's why the Gemara says, Mama Damar. That we have an obligation to hasten Biyas HaMashiach. Who states? That's the Mitzvah period. The obligation period is hasten Mashiach. We thought, and that's what doesn't mean we don't have an obligation to hasten Mashiach, but based on a different process. This part of the is a different thing. There's a different process that we're obligated to seek to it that we should bring Mashiach. It's not just the Rebbe Shalom's job to bring. We have to try to bring Mashiach also. So the Gemara seems to say, we spoke on many different occasions. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that you have no right to celebrate the Yom Tov in the middle of nowhere. The Chacham cannot add on a new Yom Tov unless it has something to do with the Beit HaMikdash. There is a mitzvah, the Ramban signs one of the Tariyat mitzvahs in the Torah, the Ramban on Parshas Noso has this, and in the Parshas Noso, but Parshas Chanukah Sanisim, and he repeats it in the Sefer Mitzvah. And he has a list of the mitzvahs that the Ramban was mashmah, so he repeats this thing. There is, on the books, there's a mitzvah that whenever you build a Beit HaMikdash, you have to celebrate. Whenever you build a Beit HaMikdash. That's something that you do, yeah, I'm becoming. But in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they built a Mishkan, the days of Shlomo Melech, they built it by Zishon, the days of Ezra, they built it by Shem, and lots of others, they're going to build it by Tashmish. So the Ramban says, there's a mitzvah in our Torah to celebrate on the occasion of building Beit HaMikdash. Then the Gaon Masech writes in his Tshuva that the Baltic Messias that we have in Bavo are Mikdash Miyaz, and some parts of all that it's in our Torah, the Rambam, the Chof, Mishon, and Tos, and Yireim, and others that it's in our Torah, Mikdash Miyaz. Whenever you build a shul, whenever you build a Beit HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah in our Torah, the Gaon Masech says a Tshuva, to celebrate based on the Ramban, to celebrate on the occasion of building a Beit HaMikdash. Then the Gemara says, you're not obligated to, but it's in the shul. What if you want to celebrate in commemoration of the building of the Beit HaMikdash? Every year you want to celebrate in commemoration. What if you want to celebrate not that you just built the Beit HaMikdash? You built the Beit HaMikdash a long time ago, but now you improved the Beit HaMikdash. Somebody donated new gates, someone donated some gold, someone donated chavis, a new this, a new that. They improved the Avodah, they improved the Kuruna Gedolah, they improved the Malchus. All the things that have to do with the Beit HaMikdash. So although you're not obligated to celebrate the Mitzvah, that there is only on the occasion of the building of the Beit HaMikdash, that was in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the days of Shlomo, in the days of Ezra, in the days of Lavoi, but it's a reshut. It's a key of their right to turn the Mitzvah. But July 4th, you want to celebrate July 4th at the start of the new government. So that's a Mitzvah. The Gemara says, if all the Jews are going to celebrate as a religious holiday, some happy occasion, on that occasion you celebrate, that's like a citizen's rebellion. But to make a yontif out of it, the Gemara holds that there's a problem on both faces. The only time you have a right to make a yontif is if it has something to do with improving the status of the Beis HaMikdash and so on. That's what it seems to say in the Gemara Rashan, the first paragraph you press out, you said. So the Shavisayeh, the state on the Gemara, so he has an Esther Kasha, and then Achrayim Matiz HaMikasha, so how in the world did they establish the yontif of Purim? According to the tradition that appears in the Gemara, the yontif, the story of Purim occurred during the 7 years of Golus Babel. So there was no Bais Rishon and there was yet no Bais Sheni. So what right did they have to celebrate? It has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. According to the Gemara's rules and regulations, it should be at least a Baal Teis. So the Nesivis in his beer on the Megillah Esther explains that they felt that that was an Ascalpus of Ulda, that this was going to lead up to Binyan Bais Sheni. So if it's going to lead up to the Binyan Bais, you already have a right to celebrate in anticipation of the Bais Sheni. So perhaps that's what the Gemara says over here. When a groom, a couple gets married, and today you can never tell who's interested in having children and who's not. But there's a day to the Gemara. A groom, a couple gets married, they're going to have children. They're certainly going to have babies. So every baby, every Jewish baby that's born, even if it doesn't survive, every baby that's born hastens the HaMashiach. So we already are celebrating Binyan Beis HaMikdash now, Al Shem Lasses, because we know that this couple is going to hasten the HaMashiach. So perhaps that's the pshat in the Gemara. It's a neither connected neither, because whenever a couple gets married, you know they're going to have a Jewish couple. You know they're going to have children. And every Jewish baby that's born is hastening the Beit HaMashiach. And the Mashiach was called Mishra Mishra Baruch. When Mashiach comes, they're going to build a Beit HaMikdash. So we're already celebrating now. The gather of the celebration is we're celebrating three different things. We're celebrating the Kabbalah, Tatar, and the Prophet of the Chasim, if he's interested in learning it for the Chasim. And if he's not, or even if he is, then in addition to that, we're also celebrating the Sudas HaZoya. It's a major step in their lives, and they thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo for his kindness. And thirdly, we are celebrating in anticipation of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So that's what the Gemara says. He gets there, Kilo Baruchur Barachas, Luchon Yisrael Shlomo. This, you were participating in Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Perhaps that's the Kavanah of the Gemara. Person next to Siddur Sayyidah, by the Germans they have, it's called the Holy Ghost, I think, that special Siddur, not the independent Siddur. The special Siddur to say by the Holy Ghost. Why not? Someone told me, oh, I wasn't close to Rabbi Yanky Kamenetsky at all. They said Rabbi Yanky Kamenetsky held that it's absolutely prohibited to only celebrate by boy, not to celebrate by girl. The same is simply obligated, the Ikra did, to give a kiddush. I never made a kiddush for my daughter's before. But they told me that's what he used to complain to me. Rabbi Yanky Kamenetsky said, you know who you think you're to make a kiddush as soon as they thought. It's like the Muslims, a major father, not the Titans, the Titans, also the Queen. That is the thing, yeah. So the boy and the girl is the same. Yeah, but we don't make a party when the baby's born. We make a party when we have the bris.
Yeah.
The girl doesn't have a bris. On this pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says Kol Chas and Kol Kalo, Balatani has in his drushes and the Likutei Torah has a comment. What do you mean Kol Chas and Kol Kalo? Kalo doesn't say anything. The pasuk says Ariyat and Kalo says Kizdu. It more talks about Shtika. Shtika Lachem Atmar, Shtika Kredem Atmar. Chassid says Ariyat and Kalo doesn't say words. Right. He doesn't say Ariyat now, the modern that the Kalo gives the Chassid a ring and she says Ariyat and Kuli. Mamash Kuli Kisagori. Kokal means the call that we sing for the Kala, not the Kala's call. Could be. So the Balatanya has on Berach HaJewish, he says, the Chosin Kala, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Tzniyat Yisro. The Pshuta Shalmikin is referring to Chosin Kala, that's the Gmarkos. But he has on Berach HaDrash, it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzniyat Yisro. And the reason why, by us, it's Ki'ika, the Lake Yisimokach, the Chosin does the speaking and not the Kala, is because the marriage is one-sided. The Kala can't take another chasm, but the chasm can take himself another Kala. The chasm of irrigation, not allowed to take another wife. But Mikar Adin, he may take another wife. So she can say, Harei Atom Likudish Li. Likudish means Miyuchah. But by the relationship between the Rebbeinu Shlomo and Knesset Yisrael, we're both restricted. We are not allowed to take any other reserves. And he made a deal with us. We are the Yaman. He's not going to take any other nation. So the deal is going to be declared both ways. We're going to say, we pick you, and he's going to say, he's picking us. Just like we did years ago, we're going to do it again. So there's a Kol Chos and a Kol Kalo. When a husband, when human beings get married, there is no Kol Kalo. What's she going to say? I mean, I thought what? He's not. Nothing is Kalo. But I'm going to punish one of his. It is Kalo, I'm going to punish.
Have a long drush on this one.
Nidhi said that the prophet described the way Yosef kept on negotiating with the brothers, and then finally the story's going to have to reveal himself, and says, Asir Kodesh Mirolai, all the policemen, everyone should leave. He didn't want to embarrass the brothers in the presence of the goyim. The goyim shouldn't be there. So the Medrash has a machlokes amaroyim on this process. So the first opinion in the Medrash is that he did an aveir. The brothers were out to kill him years ago. After so many years, he was lost. And now he's going to reveal himself. He's going to say on the Yosef. They can kill him again now. So what did he do? Such a stupid thing. He put his life in sakana. He's just lucky that he just pulled through by the skin of his teeth that they didn't kill him. He did kill him kiddin. And the next mandam of the Medrash says, no, that he did kiddin. That true, he put his life into danger, that he should have realized, mamish, it's not his sakana. But the din is, la'et la'adam, la'at la'at from the kitchen ha'es, ayam ha'nechaber, ba'rabim. As we, the Gemara in Tzila, did that from Tamar. They found that she was pregnant, so they assumed that she was Madonna with a goy. The Gemara says that Benzina shall say with goy there, that about still is not permitted to be Madonna with a goy. So the source is for sure she's pregnant from a goy. Who is she going to be pregnant from? Well, one of the Eden. Mm-hmm. Well, not any shot. They didn't think that it was Yehuda. But she didn't say she was pregnant from Yehuda. She didn't want to embarrass him. So she said, how cute does this start? They're holding by killing her. And she didn't say, hey, don't kill me. I'm pregnant from Yehuda. She said, Meisha she'elo, anochi haro. But if he'll be murdered, he'll be murdered. If Yehuda will be murdered. If not, she's prepared to go by. So the Gemara says, Lech lalot l'hapa l'asat from the kitchen ha'esh, v'yad b'na chavei abaram. So the second opinion in the Medrash Rabbah says that Yosef did kiddin, that the halacha is that you're not permitted to embarrass someone in public, even if your life is in danger. So that's why he did kiddin. He had to put his life in sakana. He had to send out all the policemen, even though he was really afraid. He really had what to be nervous about the nature of him. He's not permitted to be Ram ben Chaver ben Ram. That's the second sheet in the marriage. As to the Kach, the different opinions and Rishon, and what do you do with this Gemara? Is this Taka the Din? So some assume that it's only a Malik. That it's not to be taken literally. Not to be heard by Rabba. The Gemara says, heard by Rabba is only by Rishon, by Rishon, by Rishon. The Gemara doesn't say heard by Rabba by Ram ben Chaver ben Ram. The Rabbein Yoyin has a famous comment in the Shari Shulim. He says, no, that it's mamish ad mizrayim who have shrikha zomit. So the Gemara says in Bava Metzia and Perek HaZoh, when we marry the person, so the rosy complexion sometimes will go away and is going to turn white. So that's a prayer like malikot l'kul and malikot l'pal. The definition of life and death, the Gemara seems to hold is whether there's circulation of blood. It has nothing to do with brain death, but the circulation of blood. When the blood circulation stops in the head, so that's a partial death. So that's like a partial killing. The Gemara said, "Mamikatukum, mamikatukum."